Now, back to the Steve Gruber Show on MTN.
Well, the inability to admit you're wrong may be the defining characteristic of the Trump-hating left and the never-Trumpers, whatever the, you know, I don't know how you differentiate between the two, you know, but I've got a guest here that I think might be able to try to sort it out for us. Ann Coulter was on board with the president, then she wasn't. Where is she today? She's out on a book tour. Resistance is Futile, How the Trump-Hating Left Lost Its Collective Mind, released today for everybody to have. Ann Coulter, welcome back to the program.
Thank you. Good to be here, Steve.
So what is the difference between the Trump-hating left and the liberal media and anti-Trumpers, never-Trumpers, who just cannot admit when they're wrong?
Very subtle and fine distinctions, because they're all out of their minds. They're all self-congratulating one another and living in a bubble and developing crazier and crazier theories, which is why, as I say in the book, you'd think it would be hard to write a book about what's happening right now, current events. But it really isn't, because they just keep saying the same things over and over again, and there's never anyone on their TV networks or at their newspapers to say, no, here's a fatal flaw in the entire conspiracy you've just built with cupolas and balustrades and that you're all analyzing for months on end. But they just find him icky. It really, this whole, for example, the craziness of the Russia collusion, you don't need to know the details, although there are a few interesting facts about it. They just find him icky and want to elevate their hatred into some sort of existential crisis.
They make him icky. Would you, let me ask you this, because I see, you know, you talk about the fact that you look at Andrew Cuomo, America was never that great. Elizabeth Warren attacks America. Bernie Sanders attacks America. Cory Booker attacks America. Do the liberals hate the middle class in this country?
Oh, yes. I mean, I think that's always been there in the background, and they just have to mouth these platitudes about, you know, the working man and loving America and that sort of thing. But partially from demographic change that they've intentionally brought about with immigration and what their base is demanding, but also just anything Trump does. One half of America's entire politics can be described as, where does Trump stand on this? Oh, that's awful. Because half of the positions, more than half, even the ones that I think they have not secretly been supporting all along, like hating working Americans, I mean, what, is Russia an exciting country that once gave socialism a noble try, or our most evil enemy ever? What do they think of the Bushes? How about the Supremacy Clause? What do they think of Mormons, their position, or criminal rights? I mean, I have a short chapter. All the chapters are very short because I'm part of the Twitter generation.
Sure, sure.
On Michael Cohen, and you know, it has nothing to do. I don't know. Nobody knows what the details of the case
are.
Let
me ask you this.
It has nothing to do with Trump, but the bullying toward Michael Cohen, the glee, they would be happy if Michael Cohen committed suicide. The same thing with everyone else in the White House. It's just, if what had been done to Michael Cohen's records, the file on a raiding a lawyer's records, and then producing all of these hush money agreements aren't illegal.
No, they're not.
Put them out for a leering press. If this were, you know, the lawyer for Osama bin Laden rather than Donald Trump, I think we'd be hearing about civil liberties.
But let me ask you this, Ann Coulter with us here. Brand new book being released today, Resistance is Futile. Resistance to Ann Coulter, often futile, I would say as well. Let me ask you this, Ann. You were with Trump. You were one of the first supporters, big conservative out there, to support Donald Trump. And then you said, you know, I'm not happy with Donald. In fact, you were angry with Donald Trump. Where are you today in the whole evolution of Donald Trump, the candidate, to the president, to today?
As you'll see in the book, I think there's at least one thing he can accomplish, and that's the total destruction of the media, which we need to accomplish anything, to have any, you know, immigration reform, Trump reform, anything. I mean, my book contains excellent advice for the resistance, because I think they should stop being insane. There are some things to complain about, like Trump not keeping his promises on many things. It's not that I've ever turned against him. I consider it tough love. He ran on a series of promises. It's not like it was some obscure moment in a rare speech in a small town where he mentions the wall. That was the chant at every one of his 10,000, 30,000 person rallies. And he hasn't done it. And
if he ran for president today, and I got a couple quick questions. If he ran for president today here in Michigan, where I live, or in Pennsylvania, or in Wisconsin, I believe he would win by a wider margin because you're right, the wall hasn't been built, but the economy's better. He cut taxes. He cut regulations. He puts conservative judges on federal benches at a rate I've never seen in my lifetime. These are all big accomplishments, and I think he'd win by a wider margin. You travel more. You talk to more people. What is your sense of the country?
I think the resistance is going to keep the support for Trump strong. I mean, that's when you want to vote for him, when you hear these ridiculous, unfair, nonstop, crazed attacks on him. I'm not really that interested in the tax cutting, even the judges. I mean, Jeb exclamation point would have given us that. I like it, I guess. I'm not against tax cuts, but what he ran on was the trade deals, immigration, and no more wars. And, okay, so far we have no more wars, though I must say he hasn't pulled the troops home. We still have troops in Afghanistan.
We do. But for the most part, he hasn't taken us to new wars, and he has created...
That isn't disturbing.
Right, and there is an optimism in America today that we haven't seen in quite some time. The brand new book from Ann Coulter is Resistance is Futile, How the Trump-Hating Left Lost Its Collective Mind. And I think you're spot on with saying that the resistance will continue to buoy Donald Trump heading for the midterms and then to 2020. Okay. Ann Coulter, I'll give you the last word.
I'm so sorry. I had to call from an Uber, and I hope we can talk again, Steve.
We certainly can, Ann. And tell the Uber guy thanks for his courtesy. I greatly appreciate it. Ann Coulter, we'll talk soon. Thank you so much. All right, Ann Coulter, she did make it. Thought she wasn't feeling well. Maybe she just wasn't finding her way very clearly. 52 after, and straight ahead, the sexiest job of the week.
Looking for a new approach for ongoing health issues? Are you sick and tired of being sick? Maybe it's time for a change. Rykoff Wellness in East Lansing offers IV energy boost infusions, ozone infusions, ultraviolet blood irradiation, chelation, along with other intravenous vitamin, mineral, and nutrient treatments. Obtain a package of 5 infusions or treatments this month and save with special discount pricing. IV therapies can help improve energy, treat chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, autoimmune illness, and much more. Find out more at wycoffwellness.com or call 517-333-7270.
There are kids at some of the schools in our Greater Lansing community who are struggling with basics like food, clothing, a safe place to live. When you're worried about the basics, it's harder to learn. If you can read and write, you can help these kids, which is a tremendous investment in our community. If you've got some time and want to be a part of the solution, the Capital Area Literacy Coalition could use your help. Visit thereadingpeople.org for details. That's thereadingpeople.org.